other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If I was going to write an absurdist novel to try to top the Grand Falloons of Kurt Vonnegut, I would write about children taught 2 plus 2 equals 5. I would have an assignment for fifth graders to, quote, destroy the Bill of Rights and rewrite them. I would have the feds holding seniors hostage that already checked in at their hotel, saying you're not allowed to come outside. and I would not allow children to play with footballs or other balls at recess, saying it could be dangerous. But, of course, I don't need to write that as science fiction. That's just the news today. Illegal aliens can have a rally to end the borders, world government, free welfare, vote to take our guns. But veterans can't visit the memorial, or regular citizens get arrested if you cross the barricades to go on the mall. I mean, it is just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs that this is all going on. And it's the madness of the tyrant. And it's a spiritual disease. I find this in life, in business, because I use business to fund our operations, that people don't care, most of them, most people, about money or about freedom or about stability. They care about being able to dominate you wrongfully or do things their way that's screwed up. And it's getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just learning so much about human nature. It's bizarre. Like, you do something nice for people, they think you need something from them, or they've got something over on you, or that makes them disrespect. I'm not talking about everybody, but more and more, it's like a mental disease. I talk to a lot of executives, a lot of successful people in media, in industry, and they say it's happening everywhere. It's not just the police going crazy. It is the general public has gone stark raving mad. And I just marvel at it. I absolutely marvel. And people can't ever admit they're wrong. I admit I'm wrong all the time. People can't, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just totally blown away at this point. And people also think if they take you down, even if they're in the same line of work as you are, in their eyes, that will make them bigger. They don't even understand rising tide raises all ships. And that's the thing about the collectivists. At the end of the day, they're low-level schmucks. The suckers, the buffoons, the marks, the people that are being conned, they really believe somebody wants to give them a free lunch, and it's all because they love them, and it's sweet. And that's kind of at the bottom of the barrel. You've got a bunch of fools. But with the folks running the government, running the show, and running the big corporations, they just want to shut down all their competition, and they want to just wreck everything so they can rule a giant steaming pile. And that's really what it comes down to. They want the freedom to wreck your life, because you living your life is upsetting to them. You being empowered, you being successful, you being happy, you being strong. And then there's this icing of, like, dirtiness, thugism, where everybody's a tough guy and everybody's a thug and everybody's low down. Everybody's, it's just all just, ugh. It's just like, wow, man, get me away from this. Get me away from this. It's just, there's no, it's not even a culture. It's television. It's Hollywood. It's all just an oozing, stinking, scared, confused people flailing around. And they think if they just had some power over somebody, that would fulfill them. When just being a good, strong human and you having power individually as a person with integrity is what would fulfill you. Instead, you got to run my life to feel like you are fulfilled. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vapor enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
When I grow up, I want my great-great-grandchildren to visit distant star systems. I want humanity to have a life extension and truly reach for our greater potential, and to be pure and strong.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, now into hour number three, about to go to Ruth, Dave, Jason, Chase, Mike, and others that are patiently holding. If you just joined us, they're dropping the hammer, putting out their fake polls, saying a majority of Americans, 7 out of 10, blame the Republicans for what's going on. Classic skewed polls. On the street, people know the feds are out of control. They know they're persecuting people, keeping veterans out of memorials, letting illegal aliens traipse all over them, and have giant demonstrations. It's all about the absurdism of tyranny and getting us accustomed to being slaves. This is the radical transformation Obama, Obozo, Ozombie promised everyone. And now we're learning who the real owners are. Warren Buffett and the British government and the French government and the IMF and the head of the IMF in France and the communist Chinese. Here are the headlines. IMF warns Washington over debt impasse. Time magazine. Yes, they're telling us they'll lower our credit rating and we'll collapse if we don't. And then here's another one right here. Get your financial house in order, China warns U.S. as Asia expresses concern over the $1.3 trillion of U.S. debt. We've all been positioned so that we're all debtors, even if we're hardworking. But all more people come in, though, get free welfare and get driver's license, and you can vote, and you can take Alex's guns, you can take Alex's money, and you can take everybody else's money till everybody's bankrupt, and the bankers are offshore above the law, and that's their plan. And this country is going to be a hellhole when they're done. And that's the plan. That is the program to impoverish us, to break us, to domesticate us and bring in green tyranny, neo-feudalism that the globalists are all exempt from. And, oh, look, talk about who's got a plan for all this. I've got my little Warren Buffett article. You know, his company's gotten over $400 billion in banker bailouts total in the last 5 years. He personally recently got $10 billion. From crisis era investments. Oh, a little extra $10 billion for him of taxpayer money. No wonder he lobbies for higher taxes on rich people, which the average blue collar worker thinks is a guy that's got 10 cents more than him. Warren Buffett's like, hey, that guy that's got a house with a swimming pool and hires you to do stuff, you know, the economy, and or that guy that owns a restaurant and hires you, he's rich, he's bad. That guy that's got a factory making the extract or whatever. He used the example of free market that Mike Judge put out in his film Extract. It's actually based on a plant outside Austin, Texas, that I guess got shut down for similar reasons. But the point is, oh, yeah, you didn't know that? There's always a lot of stuff you think's fiction. Really isn't fiction, folks, in a way. You know what I mean? Give it inside baseball out here. The point is that, oh, yeah, that guy that employs you, he's rich, dirty, bad guy. No, no. Warren Buffett's the bad man. Warren Buffett's the one that if he has your way, fools, you'll have nothing. So there you go. No, he wants higher taxes. Notice Obamacare is taxes on poor people. Oh, so the bankers can run things so they can get that federal money. And the Chinese Communist Party and all the rest of them, a bunch of thugs. This country is being hijacked, and if the good Tea Party Republicans would come out and point that out, we would have our problems fixed very quickly. If they came out and said, you know, the Chinese and the IMF and the big banks, who are the ones that maneuvered us into this? And the 600 plus trillion they say is the U.S. debt and derivatives that the citizens have been signed on to. Well, Iceland said no. Greece said yes, and they're in worse shape. Well, this isn't our debt. We're not going to pay for this. But let me tell you, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, owned by Warren Turd Buffett, Warren Piece of Trash, Parasite Fraud Buffett, they will come after you if you're in Congress and you try to touch that. But I'm giving you the big, dirty secret that'll blow these people politically sky high, okay? You're poor out there. You're working 2-3 jobs, trying to pay for everything, get pulled over, got to pay a ticket, can't pay the property taxes, can't pay the rent. They're going to keep squeezing you because you're a target until you finally go on welfare. And even then, it's not going to be enforced the way it is on the illegals, because you're an American. They already got you. They got a score to settle with your great-great-granddaddy. Don't you get this with the New World Order? They hate America. I don't care what color you are. They hate you. You understand that? They want to break this country. You think they hated the Iraqis and killed over a million of them? Wasn't over oil. You think the globalists hate the Serbs and brought Al-Qaeda in to attack them and then bomb their whole country? They hate you more than they hate anybody. That's why they've been poisoning your water, your food. They sit back and laugh at what they've done to you. Land of the free, home of the brave, state police nationwide. Pull you over, put your wife on the hood, put a glove on, and just start ramming. Because they're there to show you, dog, that this is their country and they're a federal occupation force. You didn't know every state police in the country were set up after the Emergency Powers Act of 1933. They're really federal. And the federal order is, you break that scum, you break them now. World War II vets want to come? Arrest them. Illegals? Come on in. Yeah. Sorry. Let's go to Ruth in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty fired up.
I see that. I'm calling about the conversation you had earlier about the H.R. 3230 concerning the reserves getting paid. My husband's a reservist. He spent 3 years in Afghanistan, and he's not getting his reserve pay. The money's there, the first sergeant.
The illegal aliens are going to get their, get theirs, though.
You bet they will, but our soldiers aren't going to get theirs. So they have put the bill before the House, and it passed. The Senate didn't pass it, and Obama said if it did pass, he wouldn't sign it anyway.
No, no, that's what they do. And then they lie and say the Republicans are the ones not paying the reservists. Just all deception because we're an enemy. They treat us with total disdain because we are the enemy.
Exactly. The other thing that they're stopping is a lot of reservists because they can't find jobs when they get back from overseas. They can give them a special duty, an active duty order, and they can get some pay. But they've stopped all that now, too. They won't, reservists can't even do any active duty.
Yeah, well, they passed that bill and signed it to get the regular troops paid. So, but I mean, it's Obama going, you won't get your Social Security, we'll default. And then the Chinese government and the IMF and others come and agree with him. It's Obama and a bunch of foreign globalists telling us what to do in our internal politics. They have captured us just like a third world nation.
And they're playing us just right and left, both sides. And the other part is, I think what we need is a military million lady march on Washington. All the spouses should get together and go to Washington. Elect
I hear
women.
You. I hear you. God bless you, ma'am. And, you know, there's a lot of people trying to get marches and truck driver stuff and things going on. There's some elements trying to stir it up and say, hey, we're going to arrest members of Congress and we're going to do all this. Any talk like that is misguided or is a federal provocateur. I don't know which one. But I do support the truckers going to D.C. I do support marches on D.C. It's just that they're really they're trying to antagonize us into something. Or they're going to blow something up and blame it on us very soon. I mean, I just see that in the cards. It's like you're playing poker. You've been playing all night. You know what they're about to play. You fin them. It's just, they got ace of spades, folks. Boom, stage terror. And I'm telling you, we got to get the word out on that and psychologically awaken people and inoculate them in a positive way so that they understand, even if terror is real, it's going to be used to take our freedom. So never give up your freedom. Say, no, I'll keep my freedom. And, you know, look, it's just like the public schools, I have the article, are now banning playing with balls at lunch, saying it could be dangerous. This is how they do it. Like, I shouldn't joke and say they should have TSA randomly in fields to stop honeybees from stinging people because they kill 200-plus people a year. They probably will do that next. But then push deadly vaccines on you. It's all a power grab, folks. Let's talk to Dave. Dave in Arizona, thank you for calling in, sir, and thank you for holding. Go ahead. Dave, you're on the air from Arizona? Put him on hold. We'll go back to him later. Jason, you're on the air from Canada. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to tell you that you have a lot of listeners above the 49. I wanted to tell you if this is a coincidence that the whole thing was taking place regarding with the woman who was shot on the 2nd and Constitution. Now, I'm Canadian, and I know, you know, the Second Amendment is, you know, the right to bear arms and Constitution. I'm like, anyhow. And in regards to the tourist in Yellowstone,
you mean the terrorists that were held for days in their hotel at gunpoint? I think that's reasonable. I mean, how dare these foreigners from Germany and Japan flee towards the nearest airport, saying, "quote I'll never come back. Your country has fallen to quote tyranny." How dare them? That's normal, just to be in your hotel and have cops running around going, "shut down, shut down." A shelter in place and not let them leave. I think that's totally reasonable that when tour buses pulled up, they pulled guns on them. I think that's great. Go ahead, Jason.
Yes. And in regards to the tourists in Yellowstone.
The terrorists.
I think it is, yes, the terrorists. I think it's telling that, they say they do not want to go back to the United States ever again. Because, listen,
I'm Watson to come here. He's been here before. I want Watson and his wife and his brother that all work for us to get over here and they don't want to do it. And they fly all over the world. They go to China, they go to Switzerland, they go to, you know, you name it. And they're like, no, not that. No. And I'm like, yes. It's so pathetic. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, of course. I mean, and it's telling because I'm calling from Quebec, one of the most closed provinces in Canada, and we actually have a National Socialist Party in power. So that's saying something that, the state has come a long way, you know.
It's unbelievable. It's all a bunch of federal minions.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows why.
All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. We're going to our guest here in just a moment. We're selling his book. It's very powerful. White Girl Bleed a Lot, dealing with well, racial attacks against whites being organized nationwide, how the media is basically covering it up. And he was first known for writing a book about a black fellow that was wrongly accused of a crime as well, or exposing that. But it just shows how the media is creating this balkanized society. We're going to talk to him in a moment. Here's a minute or two of the speech Obama just finished giving, where he is saying America won't be held hostage when it's the Senate blocking this and Obamacare is completely out of control. It's wrecking the country. They can't even implement it. And all they're doing is saying, do a few things like medical devices, don't tax them. And he's like, no. And then the IMF, the communist Chinese, they're all saying you'll do what Obama says. This is the breaking of America you're witnessing. And he acts like the Republicans want something free, an Xbox or something. When the truth is, it's Obama putting America on welfare and trying to collectivize things. Here's a minute or two of that, and then we're going to go to our guest.
I'm here to take your questions, so I'll try to be brief at the top. This morning I had a chance to speak with Speaker Boehner, and I told him what I've been saying publicly, that I am happy to talk with him and other Republicans about anything.
That's why they refuse all the bills.
Not just issues I think are important, but also issues that they think are important. But I also told him that having such a conversation, talks, negotiations, shouldn't require hanging the threats of a government shutdown or economic chaos over the heads of the American people.
By the way, it's the Senate that shut the government down.
Think about it this way. The American people do not get to demand a ransom for doing their jobs. You don't get a chance to call your bank and say, I'm not going to pay my mortgage this month unless you throw in a new car and an Xbox. If you're in negotiations around buying somebody's house, you don't get to say, well, let's talk about the price I'm going to pay, and if you don't give me the price, then I'm going to burn down your house.
That's enough shutting down. Ladies and gentlemen, they are threatening to devalue the currency further and default and shut the entire credit system down if we don't do what they say. They held us hostage in 2008 with the banker bailout. So, again, it's the opposite of what they're saying. And it's flipping everything. Meanwhile, they're holding all the monuments, national parks hostage, going into national parks run by private interests and saying, we don't care if it's all paid for and you're running it. No one's allowed to be in here. They're holding everyone hostage, not letting veterans go to memorials on the mall, but the illegal aliens can have a rally right now. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But he has moron constituents. So what do you expect? I'm going to shut up now and get to Colin here, who wrote this book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. We're going to go to Colin Flaherty to break down his book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. And the book just came out, The Return of Racial Violence to America, to look at what has caused this, because he's written a detailed study of examples and broken this down. And so many of the news articles he has in here, I've seen them, I've read them, but they're always local. It's never a national news story. And so, sir, thank you for coming on the show to break this down. For folks that haven't read your book or don't know about it, in a nutshell, tell us why you wrote this book and what it encompasses.
White Girl Bleed a Lot is about an epidemic of racial violence all over the country. I document more than 500 cases in over 100 cities. But even more important than that, I document how the media ignores it, condones it, excuses it, and sometimes even denies it.
And it's getting worse. I mean, why do you think it's getting worse?
You know, I'm not really that good on the big picture causes and solutions. I also don't do apologies. I just really document it's happening. That's why I wrote the book, is because I was meeting so many people who were saying, Colin, that's not happening. But then I was seeing all these stories, the stories you were talking about. And then I would look to compare this, what I saw in the paper with what I saw on YouTube. And it was like I was watching stories from two different universes. So I don't know why it's getting worse. It is getting worse. It's happening in many, many places, big and small, around the country, places we would expect it, places we wouldn't.
When we come back, I want to go over when you first started to see this and discover it and some of the cases and examples. But the key you just hit, because reading the book, it was like deja vu, because as a news guy, I've already been studying this, but there was a lot of cases I didn't know about that were in the book, where the media, well, there's cases where reporters are attacked, and they're told, well, we can't say you were racially attacked because that would be racist.
There's a lot of reporters under attack. That's kind of the ironic part of the book.
Yeah, we're going to come back. And then they're told they can't talk about how they were racially attacked and told it was racial. Really crazy. And MSNBC, I believe, is mainly behind it. And the college is promoting it, that it's like a duty. I mean, being white is inherently bad. And so it's just incredible. It's similar to the Klan attacking black people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, I was watching Fox News out there in the control room. And Obama said that Tea Party Republicans are holding the country hostage like a nuclear bomb, in the words of Warren the scam artist Buffett. And that in just a week of, quote, this nonsense, they're going to destroy the faith and credit of America. And again, they're always intending for us to default, go totally bankrupt down the road. They're maneuvering us. Obama says when he raises the debt ceiling, that doesn't raise debt. And they're maneuvering us into this, but lying to the ignorant public. And sitting there telling them that it's Republicans. Folks, Obamacare... I think Mitch McConnell's actually right now. I'm going to go back to our guest. I've thought about this deeply. It's immoral to let this pass, but you've tried to let it pass. If they actually step back and go, okay, fine, you get Obamacare, it's so horrible it won't even work, and then it all just falls apart anyways. Instead, they're going to blame everything falling apart on those of us that don't want to wreck the country. Because I can really see where this is going, but oh, it's disgusting. Let me just ask Colin Flaherty his take, best-selling author, researcher, a journalist. He joins us to talk about White Girl Bleed a lot, but he's also written other featured stories in the Los Angeles Times, NPR, as well as an hour-long special on Court TV. And I should add, his story about how a black man was unjustly convicted of trying to kill his white girlfriend resulted in the man's release from state prison. That's a famous case. Well, that was Kelvin Wiley. So a lot of folks will spin it. But as he said, he's not going to apologize. Well, you better apologize, you know, talking about the FBI crime statistics of black-on-white crime being so disproportionate. He's just a journalist telling the truth. So I'm going to shut up now, sir, and let you have the floor and break down the book we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, White Girl Bleed a Lot, because, again, reading this, it's worse than I even thought. Tell us what's really happening and the time frame of why this has been accelerating in some of the cases.
Well, I don't know why it's been accelerating. But let's break down one case that happened last weekend, and you multiply this by 500, multiply it by 1,000, and that's what the book is all about. In Fresno over the weekend, did you see a story where one person was shot, one person died, and 13 people were shot? And according to the Washington Post, this happened at a multiracial motorcycle club that was having a dance. Well, the real story is, this party was part of a weekend gathering of the largest gathering of black motorcycles on the West Coast of America. This was black mob violence. There were 5,000 black motorcycles in town. Happens twice a year in Fresno. Nobody on the planet thinks this is a multiracial motorcycle group. Any of the dozens of groups that were there, and so they kind of diminish the violence. They kind of deny who's involved in it. And here's why this is important. Every day, you and I pick up a newspaper, and we realize we live in the most race conscious country in the world. We read about black caucuses, black churches, black colleges, black labor unions, black professional groups. Yet we turn around and many of these stories are written by members of the National Association of Black Journalists. Yet we have a story like Fresno and we say, well, what's up with this incredible amount of black mob violence that happened just, for example, in Fresno or in Seattle the night before that? And these same journalists will look at you and say, we are colorblind. So that's why I wrote the book. There's so much denial out there. I just wrote the book for people that when they're done reading the book, no one can say this isn't happening anymore.
Well, I mean, look, when white mobs in mob psychology get together and go out and attack black people, which has been a phenomenon that's been phased out, thank God, I've gone out and protested it and covered it because it's wrong and it's a gang mentality. And they say white members of the Ku Klux Klan drug a black guy to death. But when black folks, you know, burn a little white kid up with a blowtorch, they won't even say it's a black lady because it's the opposite. It's omitting things, and it's crazy political correctness.
You know, Alex, I don't know that you or I are saying that we have to document the race of every single crime that takes place in every single newspaper. But the numbers are so exponentially out of proportion, and the papers ignore it on such an epic level. I wrote the book because I really wanted to call out the media for ignoring it and denying it.
Well, sure. I mean, it's Orwellian, Colin, because I'll see articles as a news guy reading hundreds a day, scanning them, and it'll say, family attacked in Central Park by a group of men wearing sports jackets or soccer-type jerseys. And they don't even say what color the guys were. We go, oh, those will be black guys. It turned out it was, because they won't say. It's like there is a male, 35 years old, seen running out of the liquor store, and they won't say the race. Bingo. Then it's wild. I mean, they'll say the color of a car somebody's in, but they won't say what color it is. And the media does this as a rule. They will not say what color someone is, but only if they're black. If it's white or Hispanic or Asian, they will say it, because obviously, you know, you need to know if there's somebody who's fled the scene what color they were.
Well, reporters have conferences, the Society of Professional Journalists and the National Association of Black Journalists and other groups have conferences about how to cover these crimes. And they're very explicit. Melissa Harris Perry at MSNBC, she had a whole show where she was talking about how she thought that black people should not report, black reporters should not report black crime, and Muslim reporters should not report Muslim crimes if it makes blacks or Muslims look bad. Now, normally they have these conversations in private at, you know, at the MoveOn.org conventions. So I was happy that she had it on the air, and I write about that in the book as well.
It's amazing, and we see a lot of examples of this. Give us some more examples that are in the book of the hundreds.
Well, my, you know, I mean, the book gets its title from Chicago, Milwaukee, I'm sorry, where 50 to 100 black people went into a convenience store. They looted it on video. Then they took their groceries and candy to a nearby park, and where they assaulted 10 white kids having a July 4th picnic. At one point, a black woman is standing over. A white woman looks down and says to her friends, "White girl bleed a lot." Enormous amount of this black mob violence happening all over the country. Enormous amount of denial on the part of people in the press. And, you know, and multiply that one case. Here's the story this year. The story this year is not that it's happening in the big cities, Boston, New York, Baltimore, Chicago, Philly, but it's happening in the places that, unless you've been there, you wouldn't expect it. Like, when I talk around the country on this topic, I always say, does anybody know that Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland are centers of racial violence? Nobody knows this, but Milwaukee absolutely is. What about the small cities? What about Peoria, Greensboro, Durham, Springfield? Peoria, Illinois is a hotbed of racial violence. And all this is happening. Nobody's connecting the dots. And so that's why I wrote the book, to connect the dots without generalizations, without stereotypes, but also without apologies.
Well, then you have something like the unfortunate Trayvon Martin situation where the media does the opposite and calls some guy, George Zimmerman, who, I'm sorry, does not look like a white guy to me. And then they make that he's a white guy and that he's a racist and all this other stuff. I mean, look, I know why this is increasing amongst other things. The controlled corporate media hypes racial division 24/7. And in Hollywood and all the shows, the white guy is the bad guy. And so if people literally, I think, just like the Klan, hyped up that black people were the problem, so whites would go out and kill blacks. I mean, it's the exact same thing.
There's an enormous amount of, you know, it's being taught in schools, churches, and homes. Right now, in over 200 school districts around the country, and I've written about this, they learn critical race theory, which says racism is everywhere, racism is permanent. They're teaching this to grade school kids. So when you see these videotapes, which are, by the way, there's thousands of them. The white liberals may deny black mob violence, but there are many, many people who celebrate it. When you see these videos of black mob violence,
No. They have websites. They have websites that show it, and it's like celebrated.
It's celebrated, but you can see the anger and resentment, and you can see it's being taught in schools. Grade schools, forget colleges. We know they're a lost cause, but it's being taught in grade schools. Wisconsin, California, Connecticut. These are statewide programs.
It really is amazing. You know, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I'm, you know, a white guy, and I never heard racial epithets at the deer camp around what you call rednecks. I never saw or heard any of it. Then when I visited the Northmore, I noticed everybody was making jokes at each other, but it was more of a joke thing. But, I mean, it just seems like things are so racially charged now, and then it's clear who's hyping it is the Ford Foundation, the MSNBC, all of them. I mean, here's an example. They go on MSNBC every few weeks and say Alex Jones is deeply racist and then show no proof of what I've said, nothing I've stated, nothing I've done. And then I've actually, the good news is most black folks I run into are actually listeners and are awake and are freaked out by this. But there are definitely kind of, you know, gangster-type, thug-like folks, kind of like the Klan attracts white trash or whatever, who really are believing it, and it's a holier than thou thing. It's almost like gang war, how the prisons are all segregated with black, Hispanic, white, Asian gangs. I think the left is really trying to segregate America into groups because this is all they've got. They don't want racism and division to die, and I think they've been very successful relaunching it.
Well, they've been successful, but what we have on our side is we have the truth. And 10 years ago, I could not have written this book because there were no videos. But now there are videos. There's an enormous amount of videos where we can speak the truth to MSNBC. And, you know, whatever anybody calls you a racist or anything, I mean, it reminds me of what the great Thomas Sowell says. He says, a racist is any conservative winning an argument with a liberal. So we don't have to worry too much about what those clowns at MSNBC say.
But I want people to be wealthy, happy, to have good families, live in peace. This political correctness where all over the country they're trying to ban the word brown paper bag, which has never any racial connection. Now if I have white napkins, it means I'm racist. I mean, it's like a mass mental illness or something.
It's a mass mental illness, but there are also a lot of good people speaking out. There's people like Tlaib Starks, who wrote a book called The Uncivil War. There's all the stuff of Thomas Sowell. There's all the stuff of Walter Williams. There's a lot of people. You know where the people speak out the truth? Not in the newspapers, but in the comment section of the newspaper. I don't even read the stories anymore. I just go into the comments.
That's right. A lot of newspapers are getting rid of the comments now, admitting. This came out last week. I'm sure you saw it. Admitting that there's extremism and libertarianism and racism and conservatism in the comments, so they're just getting rid of them.
I write about that in the book, how some comment sections are heavily censored. But there are so many places. There's too many places now. There's too many ways for the truth to get out. Talk radio. When we talked about White Girl Bleed a lot, the incident in Milwaukee, the police did not even take a report. When that happened, the next day, the kids go down to the station and they said, what happened to these people who beat us up? And they go, we don't know what you're talking about. They went to talk radio. And so the talk radio blew that case up. And
I was about to say the increasing racial attacks in Central Park, the media has tried to cover that up. But so many people involved in it brag, so it forced it out. And the police will stand there if there's any minority, which encourages it. I mean, I guarantee you, if they let whites as a general group do whatever they wanted, there would be bad criminal whites that would go out and do this kind of stuff, just like the Klan. But, you know, take the Puerto Ricans raping the women. The police would do nothing hundreds of times. Same thing with black, because it is authorized. Here's an example. You got a group of motorcyclists, turns out to be cops, some of them, going and messing with the SUV, attacking it. And then the cops knew day one that was their cops and their people, but they covered it up. It's the same deal, where the police are afraid to go after their own or any minority.
You know, a good example of that is the Iowa State Fair. A couple of years, 2 years ago, they had hundreds of black people over a several night period beating people both in and out of the Iowa State Fair, Des Moines, Iowa. So some reporters went to somebody filed a police report that people were chanting "Beat Whitey Night." So reporters went to the police spokesman Lori Loverato. And they said, Lori, what's up with it? Is that really, are black people really attacking white people, mobs of black people at the Iowa State Fair? She said, yeah, it's happening. We don't know why, but it's happening. She was fired for that. And so to me, cops on the beat are heroes, but the people who run police departments are much less so. And a lot of times they'll get in trouble and they'll be fired for telling the truth about racial violence.
Other examples, I mean, this is a book you literally can't put down, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have the author on with us, Colin Flaherty, right now, The Return of Racial Violence to America. And I think the prisons are part of this, too, because they're all divided into gang groups. And then once you do that, you have to continue it because it really is in racial groups. I mean, America is being balkanized by design. Why do you think the authoritarian left is what I call them? Why are they so obsessed with creating racial division?
Oh, man. You know, Alex, I wish I knew the answer to that. But there's absolutely no question that we are the most racially conscious country in the world, and it's getting worse. I'm one of these, I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm one of these poor, naive people who believes in one race. the human race. So I don't buy any of the racial divisions, but it's getting worse. You know, I was going to be on your show last Thursday, but things happened, so we put it off till today. Just since Thursday, well, look what's happened. In Raleigh, North Carolina, we have mobs of black people on two nights in a row roaming the streets of downtown Raleigh, beating people up. We had up near Seattle, Washington, we had a carload of black people hurl racial insults, attack a soldier, killing him in Seattle, Washington. Then we had this business in Fresno, a party of 500 or more black bikers creating violence and mayhem on epic scale. So this is happening all over the place. Why we can't talk about, I'm not sure, but I will tell you, for your list, anybody listening to this, the way to talk about it is don't generalize, don't stereotype, but we don't have to apologize either for noticing.
Well, I mean, the issue here is that's the political correctness saying if you're racially attacked or see it, don't talk about it because, hey, you pretty much deserve it. Take the bikers that it turns out were cops. It was a double gang deal. It looks to me on the video like the famous New York deal that nobody's pointing out. Looks like it was probably racial as well, if you really look at it, or at least has that connotation. You know, if it had been white bikers attacking a black guy.
There were a lot of black bikers involved in that New York incident, but a lot of people think because they're Hispanic, they can't be black. A lot of bikers were involved were from the Dominican Republic. That's why they're black and Hispanic. A lot of black people involved in that.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is it's gang. It's all gang culture. Stay there. I want to come back and talk about this because, folks, this is going on everywhere. And then people that don't want to be part of it, they get, you know, called sellouts or whatever because they don't want to be racist. This is bad.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code October 2013 for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Look, this is going on for simple divide and conquer. But the system doesn't want it to be addressed because that will destroy their political correct paradigm. They hijacked the Christian conservative movements of abolition and then the Republicans passing the Civil Rights Act. The Democrats have been the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It's just a fact. And they were already racial politics, and they lost because of mainly white Christians and veterans coming home saying, we're not going to be part of this anymore, and who'd seen tyranny. And, you know, I know because one of my grandfathers was involved in the civil rights movement in East Texas. Believe me, that wasn't popular. But then the Democrats switched over to make it racial politics with the, quote, minorities, who they're going to make the majority, and then it's right back. It's racial politics. They know what they're doing. Briefly, you can get White Girl Bleed a Lot at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and InfoWarsStore.com. Both have the Survival Shield, Patient Iodine. You can go find out the amazing details of it for the thyroid, blocking radiation, but also the health effects. This is what all the top experts we talk to talk about. Nobody's got nascent iodine like this. I mean, nascent iodine, hardly anybody has it anyways. This is one of the best-kept secrets. We've been doing deep research for years, finding out the best stuff out there. Just what it does for my whole metabolic rate, my energy, everything. It's spectacular. What, a third of women have thyroid issues? I mean, they will not tell you. It's the fluoride being added that then displaces the good iodine. So it's a fluoride detoxer, you name it, InfoWarsLife.com. And also HD car camera. It looks like your rearview mirror, and it is a rearview mirror, but it has an HD video camera so you can catch in front or behind or to the sides, whatever happens. It's got the little HD video feed. You can hit the button and pop up. This is the way to protect yourself from criminals, out-of-control police, bureaucrats, or maybe you see something cool going on with wildlife. All available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all the great products fund this news operation. Colin Flaherty, author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, in closing in the 4 minutes we've got left here, sir. I see the tide turning against this, as you were saying, because it's getting so bad. And I just tell people, recognize MSNBC for what they are. They literally are the Klan of the 21st century pushing race politics.
Well, isn't it reflected in the other news programs at NBC? Isn't MSNBC so bad? Their racial politics are tarnishing the entire brand.
Yes.
NBC Meet the Press is at historic lows for ratings. How can that not be connected?
But I mean, the power structure's got to know it's not working. It's cartoonish what they do. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're racist. NRA's the new Klan. When the NRA was founded by white Christians to arm freed black slaves, on record.
Well, that's the truth. But as long as there's people like you telling the truth and I'm telling the truth, I don't think MSNBC has a chance.
I don't think they do either. I mean, this is the kind of media that called Charlton Heston racist when he was in the civil rights movement. I mean, there's just no end to these people. They really are just thugs in MSNBC.
There's no end to them, but there's also an almost limitless supply of examples that show how deluded they are. I mean, you look at Baltimore, this once great city, where now if you go to downtown Baltimore, it's just one episode of black mob violence after another.
Mancal Muller went to see Django in the richest part of Chicago and had black folks tell him and his white buddy, get out of here, we're going to kill you.
You know, I mean, how could you have a better example than that of the enormous resentment that is producing the violence?
And you know what makes me sad? I mean, most white folks aren't buying into this, but I mean, this is actually increasing. This is actually encouraging the white supremacist in people. I mean, their ranks are growing now. And that's really a really bad byproduct. I mean, how do we counter that? Yeah, he can't hear me because...
Well, we're going to counter it with...
Yeah, yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, your Skype was cutting out for a minute. Stay there. I'm going to come back. Sometimes we send you audio, it'll cut over your audio and delay it. We're going to come right back to you. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.